In Star Trek, they had all systems go, systems restore, systems in balance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you Thought for Today, Systems Restore. Today's modern computers have a wonderful device on it, and it's called Systems Restore. And we can go back to a previous date when the computer was acting just perfect, and then we can say, I want my computer set up in that manner so that it will be in perfect working order. So that whatever were the problems that were besetting it today are no longer. And so in just a few minutes, I pop it back to a week ago, 2 days ago, a month ago. I pop it back to wherever I have a system restore date, and there it is, fresh and new and wonderful, just like it was when I had everything working so smoothly and so beautifully. Of course, I have to remember when it was working smoothly and beautifully. I have to remember when it was working smoothly and beautifully, and when I remember that, then sure enough, there it is, all working smoothly and beautifully. That's kind of nice. Kind of a beautiful situation to have. Well, our lives are much like this too. We have a system restore in our own beingness. All we have to do is to say to ourselves, okay, systems restore. Things are getting out of hand. Things are not functioning right in my life. I'm not having the happiness I want. I'm not having the joy I want, the abundance I want, the health I want. I can remember better days. Okay, let's go back to that better day. Now, when we go back to that better day, and we put systems restore in work, just like with the computer. When you put the systems restore at work in the computer, you put the attitude back in order. And when you put the systems restore in our body, in my body, then my attitude is right again. How was my attitude when everything was working smoothly, when everything was harmonious, when everything was joyous? What was my attitude? Was my attitude one of unhappiness, one of looking for problems, or was my attitude one of happiness and finding and being solutions to everything? Did everything just seem to fall into place at certain times in my life? Did everything just seem to be right at certain times in my life? Well, those are system restore times. Those are times when we had the right mental attitude and everything fell right into place. Well, we can have the right mental attitude today. We can have the right mental attitude today and have everything fall right into place if we choose. However, the right mental attitude is not something that is easily obtained, because it means that we ignore all the appearances which say the right mental attitude doesn't belong. We ignore all of those outer activities that go on in our world that start telling us how terrible things are. We completely ignore anything that is contrary to our right mental attitude. And if we don't ignore things that are contrary to our right mental attitude, then whatever is contrary to our right mental attitude is what we experience. Systems Restore goes back to that happy moment. We, in our putting our right in our life in right order, we go back to that happy moment. We have a lot of songs that were in the 30s and 40s where they were happy songs. It was the time of depression, the time of war, and the time of unhappiness in the world. And so the songwriters were writing songs about happiness, and sing a happy song, and zippity-doo-da, all of those lovely things like that. And while thinking all of those lovely things like that, what was going on? Their thoughts were happy. Their thoughts were up. Their thoughts were a thought of newness, a thought of oneness, a thought of magnificence, a thought of everything in divine order. And those people did. Whoever thought these happy thoughts. We like to watch the Shirley Temple movies because the Shirley Temple movies have her go through all sorts of tough situations and always come out the winner. Because while she's going through these tough situations, she has a joyful song in her heart. She has a joyful attitude about her. She's just a wonderful little child, and we admire and respect her. Well, now, we can admire and respect ourselves. We can admire and respect ourselves for having the right attitude. The things that Shirley did in those movies were just to having the right attitude. The things that we do in our life is just having the right attitude. When we restore our systems to the right attitude, everything seems to be wonderful. Everything seems to be great, and it is. And the people around us, they sort of respond to our uplifted attitude. The people around us are responding to our joyous being. The people around us love us just for what we are and just for how great we are. They love us for the present, not the past. We may be restored to the attitude of the past, but we're living it in the present. We may be restored to the happiness of the past as an attitude, but we're living it in the present. No matter what past experiences we may have had in our life, they are of no account unless they are happy experiences that help us to remember to live in happy experiences right now. We can do that, and as we do that, we find miracles taking place in our life so beautifully, but they're not really miracles. They're merely a happy attitude generating itself into happy experiences in our present moment. In our present moment. Are you ready for happy experiences in your present moment? Are you ready for living a life of joy and peace and harmony and goodness and wonder in the present moment? Are you ready for that? If you're ready for it, then fabulous. We received an email from one of our students in Switzerland. And the email is of ice work that was done, probably up in Russia. And this ice was so glorious and so beautiful. The temperature had to be very, very cold to do this. And there were angels with their wings outstretched. There were nymphs who were dancing in the water. There was a castle. There was the Parthenon. There was all of the important, wonderful buildings that we have seen forever. And these are glorious pictures. And if I were to send them to everyone on my email list, they would say, I love them, but boy, they take up a little bit of room. Well, look at them and then rinse them away, but they're so beautiful, we don't want to rinse them away. Well, look at the pictures and enjoy their beauty and then erase them so they don't use up so much computer space. Look at the pictures of happiness in life and then erase them and live it in the now. Can you in the now have the happy thoughts of those beautiful ice creations, the ice sculpture that was done? Can you in the now have those beautiful pictures? And then she sent another set of pictures of cats in the most outstanding ways of presenting themselves, in the most seductive ways that cats can be, of always being the master. And what a wonderful example that is for us. Well, now, can we restore our thinking to the idea of happiness? And of course, returning to our original purity and integrity is restoring ourselves in our system to that which is beautiful and good. Returning to our original purity and integrity. My goodness, here we are using these technical terms in a very untechnical way. And how wonderful it is. Think about this. How simple it is just to return our attitude to our original purity and integrity and enjoy everything good. restore our thinking to positive attitudes, positive ways of being, and watch the miracles take place. Because this is who we are, and this is all we are. Set your system restore into high gear and live with the attitude of perfection today that you have experienced so often in your life. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.